Today, I have in the studio with me the two winners from last Monday's debates. They are about, what day did you do? Wednesday, sorry. They're here from last Wednesday's debates. They're about to go head-to-head for a spot in next Tuesday's semi-final. So now, let's debate. Our first debater is an SS3 student at Kingsway College. She's 14 years old, Ruth Okorocha. Welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Our second debater is a 14-year-old SS3 student at Joanne College, Munshing Abomi Oguleye. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the show again. Let me remind you, Lagos, that Ruth was one of our first contestants in the first ever I Beg to Differ debate competition. She actually debated on day one of the round of 16 back in 2021. She lost to Chia Gozie, and she came back last week during the round of 16. She knocked out her opponent, and here she is today looking for a chance to be in the semi-finals. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. That means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. 3 minutes is 3 minutes. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, if your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides and you'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points that you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to your own original points that your opponent did not make. These rules are clear to both of you, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you read the emails by yourselves?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fantastic. Lagos, these rules are clear to you, right? Okay. Now, both of you know that your topic is economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. I've got two pieces of paper with me. I'm shaking them. And let's decide who supports and who opposes. Ruth just picked. Abayomi is picking. Lagos, let me remind you, of course, that when we give them these topics, we tell them to prepare to debate both sides because they do not know which side they will be made to debate live on air. So who is supporting and who is opposing?
I'm opposing.
You're opposing. So Ruth Okorocha is opposing. Did you oppose last time too?
No.
No, you supported last time. Okay. And Abayomi is supporting that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Okay. Let's go on a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Find me on social media as Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm your moderator. Thank you to Paystack. Let's take a message from them very quickly. We'll be right back.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you again to Paystack for that. Abayomi Ogunleye, who is a 14-year-old SS3 student at Joint College, will support that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Abayomi, your 3 minutes starts now.
When policymakers want to respond to foreign challenges or influence a desired outcome, there's a favorite non-lethal tool in their bag of tricks, and this is economic sanctions. Good day, Madam Sandra, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my esteemed audience in Lagos. My name is Ogunle Abayomi, and I am present here in the studio today to support the motion which says economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue government. To start with, freezing assets. Freezing assets has the advantage of being a precision-guided sanction which focuses and can be crafted to focus on rogue government political officials and also their elites to make them suffer economic pain while not affecting innocent citizens. Secondly, one might say economic sanctions may not focus on their primary objective, but they are still helpful. A very good example is that of North Korea. In September 2017, Donald Trump, the president of the United States then, he cuts out every country that are trading with North Korea from the United States financial system. Although this does not stop North Korea from still developing their nuclear weapons, but it brought North Korea to the negotiating table and they agreed to stop nuclear missile tests. This is to show us that economic sanctions are still helpful to gain other good outcomes. Furthermore, economic boost. With countries including Mexico and Turkey, they can easily benefit economic boost from sanctioning a country like Russia. Russia is, when a product from Russia is needed elsewhere, non-sanctioning countries can easily purchase this product from Russia, then profit by reselling them to other countries. And with this, they can easily benefit and also boost their economy. In addition, in 2001, the United Nations imposed a sanction on Liberia. This sanction helped them in 2004 by making them gain more money in export. They made about $42 million. This is to show how helpful these economic sanctions could be. And also their gross domestic product increased to $476 million. This is to show how profitable economic sanctions could be to a country. In conclusion, economic sanctions have been used by international bodies and national governments to coerce, deter, punish, and also to shame entities which do not abide by international norms and standard. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abayomi. Well done. Good job. Well done. Abayomi is 14 years old. She's an SS3 student at Joint College, Mushing. And he just supported that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Now, let's hear his opposer. His opposer is also 14 years old. She's in SS3. She's a student at Joint College, Mushing. Kingsway College. She's 14 years old. She's in SS3. Her name is Ruth Okorocha. Ruth, your time starts now.
Sege Glafford says sanctions are a sign of irritation. They are not instruments for strong policies. Glass to the moderator, honorable educators, co-debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsway College. Speaking against the motion, economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Since 1998, the US has imposed sanctions on over 20 countries. This sanction, according to Daniel T. Griswold, has failed to change the behavior of the sanctioned countries, but barred American companies from economic opportunities and affected the poorest people in the sanctioned countries. As a result of the economic sanctions placed on Russia, their banking system collapsed. Further, the ruble was the immediate victim of the sanctions. The collapse of the ruble made imports extremely expensive, raising the cost of several items that the average Russian citizen consumes. In order to stabilize the ruble, their central bank had to increase interest rates from 9.5% to 20% per year. Although this saved the free falling of the ruble, it came with a cost for the day-to-day life of innocent Russian citizens. Mohammed Ebarudia said, people talk about smart sanctions and crippling sanctions. I've never seen smart sanctions, but crippling sanctions cripple everyone, including innocent civilians, and makes the government more popular. Severe and universal sanctions placed against Iraq in its occupation of Kuwait in 1990 crippled the Iraq's economy, but did not change the mindset of Iraq dictator Saddam Hussein at all. Sanctions and its stubborn failures include the American grain embargo in 1980, when Russia invaded Afghanistan in 1979, and the export control and restriction on technological transfers. The embargo did not discourage Russia from its Afghanistan occupation, and the export control did not significantly affect the communist state. Sanctions were also imposed on Russia in 2015, when President Vladimir Putin annexed Crimea region of Ukraine. The sanctions did not make Russia back down its annexion. They even claim it has positive effects on them, rather being a punishment. Putin said in a televised government meeting, all this will lead to an increase in our independence, self-sufficiency, and sovereignty. Putin noted that Russia is one of the major producers of agricultural fertilizers, and there will be inevitable negative consequences for the world food market if the West were to make problem for Russia. Steve Hanke said, sanctions are counterproductive. It says that when you put sanctions on your enemy, it tends to strengthen them. Also, economic sanctions has been obstructions. Years of failed sanctions in North Korea, Venezuela, Iraq, Cuba has faced layers of U.S. arms and trade embargo, yet the communist regime is still in power. The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, that received plenty of sanctions for his brutal repression of the Arab Spring uprising in 2011 that led to a civil war. Hundreds of thousands have died, yet Assad is still firmly entrenched in Damascus. The Iran model, which the U.S. used against Russia, has had directing effects. Also, economic sanctions are like hypocritic measures and trade wars between world powers. For example, Russia is responding to the sanctions against them with sanctions, with a total ban on food imports from Japan, Australia, the USA, and EU. And this has led to a lot of economic damage on many EU countries, with an estimated loss of up to 100 billion euro in 2015. Lastly, sanctions are like two-edged sword. Tell me, Mr. Opponent, will you give someone a punishment that affects you too? Sanctions affect innocent citizens of the sanctioned countries and those that sanction them. They are like pouring fuel into fire. They increase the violence and lead to catastrophe, and they don't produce the desired results. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha there, 14 years old, SS3 from Kingsway College. Well done. Woo! Lagos! Someone on Facebook is asking, what was I even doing in secondary school, sir? this is so good. All right, if you're not watching on Facebook, you're missing out. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Get on there and watch these 14-year-olds debate that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I'm your moderator. You can find me on social media as Sandra Ezekwesili, S Ezekwesili everywhere. Let's take a break. Let's listen to our sponsors. When we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round. Don't go away.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you again to our sponsors, Paystack, Printivo, Just Food, and of course, RLG Technologies, as well as obiwizi.com. Paystack, of course, is our headline sponsor. Paystack allows you and your business to receive payment from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency. And their job is to make sure that our winner here gets their money. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a debate tournament for secondary school students in Lagos. We're going to branch out to Abuja and Port Harcourt later in the year. And we're going to have a tournament of champions at the end of this year. So there's a lot of opportunity for your children to be a part of this. Today, we have two amazing debaters in the studio. They just debated that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. I'm talking about the 14-year-old SS3 student from Joyen College, Abayomi Ogunleye, and the other 14-year-old SS3 student from Kingsway College, Ruth Okorocha. Ruth opposed that sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Abayomi supported that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Now, let's, of course, come back to the rebuttal round. That's what's next. The rebuttal round, we're going to start this time with Ruth Okorocha, who is the opposer.
Opponent, you mentioned that North Korea, the sanctions they placed on them made them stop. Let me tell you, North Korea, the U.S. imposed multiple sanctions on them, yes. The North Korea is the most isolated region in the world. It's now estimated to have dozens of nuclear weapons to fight across Asia and the Pacific. Is this not dangerous to the world? Imagine a war breaks out between North Korea and one of the countries. They'll finish the country off in a matter of time. And also, you mentioned that economic sanctions, you are mentioning the benefits of economic sanctions to the country that it's being laid on. Tell me, economic sanctions, they're punishment to countries that are misbehaving and being irresponsible. It's not supposed to help them. It's supposed to punish them and make them not repeat that thing again, like Iraq and so on. Economic sanctions, the last time economic sanctions worked was in 2008. Also, economic sanctions affect innocent citizens. You are mentioning that they target only the government and so on. That's not right. When you impose economic sanctions in a country, Russia, for example, the economic sanctions is affecting them. Their trade would stop and so on. The money that is coming to their country would also reduce, and this affects innocent citizens. The price of items would have to skyrocket. And also, economic sanctions do not change the mindset of those countries that are sanctioning. For example, now Russia, that is economic sanctions are being laid on them. They are not changing. They're even claiming that it's having benefits on them. Is that supposed to be right? No, it can't supposed to be a punishment that whenever they see this, they'll say, no, if you do this, the losses outweighs again, and they won't do it again. Sad Hassem Brace mentioned in his experience about Iraq's sanction, the sanction that the U.S. placed against Iraq. He said that living was like dead because of the sanctions that were placed against them. Critics say that sanctions are poorly conceived and rarely successful in changing the target's mindset. It don't change their mindset at all. They even claim that they're really very stubborn when it comes to sanctions. Sanctions don't work because when those countries wanted to take that act, when Russia wanted to annex Ukraine, they knew that sanctions would come. They knew that the Western world would face them, and they still went through it because they are not afraid of it. Economic sanctions don't work. They are not the best. They're not even a punishment. They're just wasting time and don't assess the desired results, and also affecting the world economy. Even an innocent country, Nigeria, if sanctions continue to be imposed on Russia, would also affect us. And even Nigeria, we are complaining, our government, this, that. What if sanctions increase in Russia? Remember, Russia is a big country, and it's one of the major producers of agricultural fertilizers. It would affect many African countries. Economic sanctions has negative effects. They are not good. They don't help. In fact, they are in some cases, they are boosting the economy of the sanctions case state. How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment. Next time, I want to do it so that you can give me something that will help me again. It doesn't work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha there. Ruth Okorocha is 14 years old. She's in SS3 at Kingsway College. And she's opposing that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Abayomi, your 3 minutes starts now.
With all protocols duly observed, I would like to address some of my opponent's points and also clarify some of my thoughts.
Hmm.
You mentioned that economic sanctions affect people. If economic sanctions does not affect people, how will it be significant? It will not show to the country that this is a punishment since it does not affect people. And also, we also have freeze assets. We have travel bans. This does not focuses on all innocent citizens. It also focuses on individuals, that is the political leaders, and not all citizens. Also, you mentioned that it helps to strengthen them. Well, I like to oppose that, because the Iraq economy crippled when they imposed them a sanction in 2000 and 2001. We see that this enacted a heavy toll on the country. This is to show that economic sanctions does not really strengthen this country. Also, it decreases their economy. Also, economic sanctions is fairly better than war, because war, lots and lots of people will die. Even people who are not even affected with this sanction, with this war, are going to die. Then this will cost more life, because when there are wars, millions and millions of children die, and this is very bad. How would people just be dying? Then we have an alternative: economic sanctions. Economic sanctions are very best because it is limited to kill people. Also, you mentioned Russia, and this can affect countries like Nigeria. Nigeria can also benefit by when Russia is being sanctioned. Most countries don't buy from them. Then with this, Nigeria can also benefit from this with other countries purchasing products from them. Then with this, they can make profit and also improve our economy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Abayomi. Well done. Great work there. All right. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ. I Beg to Differ is a debate tournament for students. We reach out to all students in Lagos State, secondary school students in Lagos, and we get their auditions. We select the best 16, and those 16 face each other Mondays to Thursdays right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Last week, we met all 16 during our round of 16 knockout matches. And from that 16, we now have these eight. Who you've been meeting since Monday. Today's day 3, and the match has been between Ruth Okorocha from Kingsway College, 14 years old, in SS3, and Abayomi Ogunleye from Joan College in SS3, also 14 years old. Let's take a break. Listen to our sponsors. When we come back, we'll see what the results are. If it's a tie, we'll go to the tiebreaker round. If it's not a tie, we'll find out who will be debating Andrella Nadi next week, Tuesday, during the semifinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
Hey, 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 you know when I'm here, I've got good news for you. Yes, Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria, Ghana, the USA, or Malaysia. They can pay you online. Even if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars or CDs or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses, startups, and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you get free access to all the tools they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you're already operating, they'll help you scale faster. I mean, what are you waiting for? Well, if you're wondering, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack helps you create one for free without any technical skills. There's the free mobile app for managing sales and orders even while you're on the move. And if you want to send invoices, fam, you can do it right from the app or website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning, oh, of what Paystack can do for you. So I know you want to get started. I mean, guess what? It's easy. Just open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. That is paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free, and right away you can access all the tools you need to get started and scale your business while getting paid from anyone, anywhere, and in any currency. So what are you waiting for? Head over to paystack.com/beg to differ and get started.
Thank you to Paystack for making sure that our kids have this. Well done to both of them. Well done, well done, well done. All right. The results are in. Let's see how they did. In the presentation round, Abayomi scored 21. Style, the judges awarded Abayomi 24. Ruth scored 30. For style during the presentation round, the judges awarded her 20. During the rebuttal round, Abayomi scored 27. Ruth scored 30. In the rebuttal round, The judges scored Abayomi 27 for style and Ruth 20 for style. If you do your math right. No, actually, my apologies. I just went overboard there. Style there is 18, not 20. I apologize. If you do your math there, Lagos, we have a tie. 99 versus 99. We have a tie. So, we're going to switch sides and we're going to come back and debate for another 3 minutes. 3 minutes to Ruth, 3 minutes to Abayomi, and then we'll see how that goes. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll take a break to buy them some time so that they can remember some of their points. Remember again, the points for the tie. You cannot repeat a point that your opponent made in the first round, and you have to make new rebuttals of your own original points. May the best debater win. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Lagos, don't go away.
Last week, 8 debaters got the job done in the round of 16.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, timekeeper, co-debater, and audience. My name is...
They battled hard, sometimes into overtime.
If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. Your time starts now.
And now their reward is to do it all over again against each other. It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament, Monday.
I am Bremo Clement, a vibrant student of a
debater and ever attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ihoma Osugwa, an SSD student of Canada.
I'm Angela Nnadi, a proud student of Vicmoma High School.
One winner. One Wednesday.
My name is Ogunle Abayomi, and I am present here to support.
My name is Ruth Okorocha from Kingsway College.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Oyetutu Loluwa Deborah. I am a student of Gomez.
I'm Oladipo Ramadan Olaliko. I'm 15 and I'm from Federal Government.
One winner. One winner. 1 million naira. Each debate with me, your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you by Paystack and supported by Prince Evo, Obi Wheezy, Just Food, and RLG Company.
All right, Lagos, let's do this again. It's 6:31. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We've got Ruth Okorocha with us. We've also got Bayomi Ogunleye. Lady and gentlemen, Ruth Okorocha will be opposing now, supporting now, that economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments, while Ogunleye Bayomi will be opposing that economic sanctions are the best way. Abayomi, you're going to go first. Your 3 minutes starts now.
When policymakers want to respond to foreign challenges or influence a desired outcome, there's a favorite non-lethal tool in their bag of tricks, and this is economic sanctions. Good day, Madam Sandra, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my esteemed audience in Lagos. My name is Ogunleye Abayomi, and I'm present here today to oppose the motion which says economic sanctions are the best way to support rogue government. To start with, cost. Generally speaking, economic sanction is a very costly economic and political tool which hardly ever works. Because according to the United Nations, the United States embargo on Cuba cost them about $130 billion. This is to show how expensive this economic sanction is. Secondly, economic sanctions may help to achieve their desired economic effect, but still, they might not be able to change the rogue government's behavior. A very good example is that of the United Nations sanction on Afghanistan. Although this enacted a heavy toll on the country, but still, it does not change the Taliban regime mind to surrender Osama bin Laden. This shows how incompetent this economic sanction is. Furthermore, economic sanctions should be also be viewed as a double-edged sword. These are the words that the expert warns about. Like, economic sanctions can help to achieve policy goals in short term, but if used carelessly, they can easily put the country's financial status at risk. This is to show us how dangerous economic sanction is. In 1995, it is estimated that imposing sanctions on other countries caused the United States economy about $15 billion. This shows how expensive this economic sanction could be to the sanctioneer and the country they are imposing sanction on. Also, pricier foods. Ukraine and Russia are both global breadbaskets, said by Andrew Milligan, an Edinburgh-based market strategy veteran. Both countries, the combination of their wheat exports makes up about 29% of the global world market. This, what does this mean to us if imposing sanctions on a country like Russia? Bread is a fundamental essential in Nigeria. And imposing a sanction on a country like Russia will lead to increase in price of flour, bread, and every other confectionaries. And we all know that this will take a major hit in our country, Nigeria. This will show how dangerous these economic sanctions could be to even faraway countries. In conclusion, economic sanctions, big countries like Russia have been able to shield themselves away from economic sanctions by having big agricultural sectors, also having good military defense. Plenty of natural resources also makes it possible, and big aerospace industries. With all this, we can see that a country can easily shield himself from economic sanctions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bayomi Ogunleye there. Well done. Look, Lagos, if I tell you I'm not impressed, call me a liar. My judges are having such a hard day because this is such a hard one to judge. You just heard Abayomi, first of all, support. You just heard him, first of all, support that economic sanctions are a good way to punish rogue governments. Economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. You heard him support it at first. Now you've heard him oppose it. Ruth opposed it at first, but because they went into a tie, Ruth will be supporting it now. Ruth says economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Your 3 minutes starts now.
Thank you. In 1921, the League of Nations threatened sanctions against Yugoslavia if it seized land from Albania. Yugoslavia backed down. Good afternoon, moderator, honorable educators, co-debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsway College, speaking for the motion, economic sanctions are the best way to punish rogue governments. Governments and international bodies impose economic sanctions to try to alter the strategic decisions of states and non-state actors that threaten global and national interests and go against international norms of behavior. In 1925, the League of Nations threatened sanctions against Greece, or less it withdrew from Bulgaria's border. Greece withdrew. The Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act of 1986, enacted by the United States Congress, was a law that imposed sanctions against South Africa and gave 5 preconditions for lifting the sanctions that would essentially end the system of apartheid policy in South Africa. These sanctions were repealed in 1991, and South Africa took steps towards meeting the preconditions of the act, and later the final vestige were repealed in November 1993. Economic sanctions in troublesome warring countries weakens their economy to purchase weapons for destruction of human lives. The restriction that has been placed on Russia to make use of their dollar is a big blow to the country. Not only does it disable their ability to support their own currency, but also their ability to fund the war. Economic sanctions helps to remove irresponsible and unfavorable governments from office. During the Night Frost Crisis of 1958 and 1959, the Finnish-Soviet relations fought after the communists were excluded from government. Carl August Fagerholm, who was considered unfavorable for the Soviets, was made prime minister. The USSR used economic sanctions to force Fagerholm's resignation. Also, economic sanctions helped to curtail the creation of nuclear weapons that destroy life. In 1976, when US learned that Taiwan was secretly making nuclear weapons, they stopped the export of nuclear materials to them, and later, Taiwan announced that it had abandoned the plan. The US also used the threat of sanctions to stop South Korea from buying a nuclear fuel processing plant from France, which the US thought might be used to secretly make nuclear weapons. And South Korea did not buy the plant. The economic sanctions that Russia is facing today is weakening their economy, and very soon they'll find that they can't fund the war and would have to back down. This is a better means than the EU, US and EU fight, okay, so let's punish Russia fiscally, to lead to something more drastic than World War I and World War II, a fatal World War III. Economic sanctions help to achieve foreign policy goals, ranging from the modest to the fairly significant. The economic sanctions that were imposed against Iraq in the wake of the Gulf War increased Iraq compliance for the revolution of the elimination of the weapons of destruction, and their inability to impose weapons and weapon-related technology. In the former Yugoslavia, sanctions were one of the factors that contributed to the Serbian decision to accept Dayton's government. Lastly, speaking of the importance of sanctions, Donald Trump said, and I quote, in 2009, the pre-Hillary ISIS was not on the map. Iraq was peaceful. Egypt was stable. Iraq was facing a really, really big reduction in violence. Iran was choked with sanctions, and Syria was somewhat under control. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha there. Richie Okereke is saying that my calculations were wrong the first time. No, Richie, they were not wrong the first time. Wait, hold on. Let me look at that score again to make sure that we're both on the same page. Hold on. Let me open that document from my judges from the first round. Yeah, the total is 99-99. I'm looking at the scores here. They were 99-99. Okay. All right, let's wait for the judges to give us the new scores for this tiebreaker round. We have had an amazing debate. I want to tell both of you that you did amazing. Ruth, Abayomi, you fought for this. No matter who wins today, there will only be one winner. There can only be one winner. No matter who that is today, I want both of you to know how proud I am of you. You're both 14 years old, and you've done here today what a lot of Nigeria Info listeners cannot do, you know? So, well done. Congratulations to both of you. Good job. We'll allow the judges to compile their results, and then we will come back and see who has won and who will be facing Andrela Nadi next week, Tuesday, during the semi-finals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away, Lagos.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool. You can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:41. We're waiting for our judges still. They're compiling the results. My God. Okay. This is a tough one. It really is. I hope it's not another tiebreaker because we don't have points again to debate again. Oh. Eh? Okay. So let's take a look. All right. The points are in. For the tiebreaker round, Abayomi scored 18 points in presentation and 24 points for style. Ruth Okorocha scored 33 points for presentation and 21 points for style, with a total of 153 to 141. The debater facing Andrela Nadi next week, Tuesday, is Ruth Okorocha. Well done. Congratulations. Good job. Well done. And well done, Abayomi. You did well. You need to remember, of course, Abayomi, that there were 243 people who applied to do this. And you immediately went into the top 10. Actually, you were a playoff candidate, yes? No. You were an alternate candidate. And you replaced somebody who was supposed to be in the top 16. And you came in and you gave us a good show. So thank you so much. We hope we see you again because you're 14. So means you qualify. When you're 15, you're 16, you qualify. So we do hope that we see you again back here. Ruth, see you next week, Tuesday. Yes. You'll be going up against Andrela Nadi. Lady and gentlemen, thank you for your time. Your ice cream is waiting for you downstairs. Have yourselves a fantastic afternoon. You may leave the studio now.
Thank you.
Well done to both of you. Good job. Congratulations again. My God. Lagos, were you having conversations like this when you were 14 years old? Were you having debates like this when you were 14 years old? Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll take your calls. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.